Hi, I'm Brian Buchalter, NCSM's Director of Professional Learning, and welcome to Learning with Leaders. We're all math people. Thank you for joining me and my co-host, NCSM President Katie Arrington, as we talk with bold leaders and influencers about their math journeys and contributions. Today, we will hear from our special guest about their inspiration, perceptions, and insights about instructional decisions that make mathematics welcoming and engaging to a broad audience. Listen and learn about how beliefs, practices, and policies must continue to advance to ensure that each and every person sees themselves as a capable and powerful mathematical thinker.
Hello, listeners. I'm Katie Arrington. Welcome to the NCSM podcast, Learning with Leaders. Continuing our series, We're All Math People, today's episode marks the transition to a new era for this podcast. Brian and I want to introduce you to the new co-hosts of Learning with Leaders, Karen Riley Jeffers and Abel Maestas. Karen Riley Jeffers is a native Bostonian with Barbadian roots who lives in Maryland. She's a lover of all things mathematics, as well as all things related to music and the arts. Dance, particularly, is her joy. Karen is in her 26th year as an educator and currently works as the elementary math coordinator for Anne Arundel County Public Schools in Maryland. Karen chaired the Seattle Regional Conference for NCTM this past February, and she currently serves as the Eastern 2 Regional Director for NCSM. Abel Maestas is a secondary mathematics instructional coach for the Ceres Unified School District in California. His passion for education is entrenched in the work with educators and educational leaders that he does. Through presentations, workshops, and individual coaching, he supports educators in building more equitable spaces where students can experience and discuss mathematics in authentic ways to increase students' sense of belonging as mathematicians. He loves spending time with his children, watching sports, and singing with his band. Yay!
Welcome!
Thank you.
Yes, we are so excited to introduce you all to our listeners as our new co-host of the Learning with Leaders podcast.
Woo-woo!
Thank you for being with us today for this special episode. Before we really get started, I know Katie just introduced you to, but if you will, share with our listeners a little part of your educational journey that's led you to your current work.
Okay. Should I go first?
Yeah, Karen, by all means, go first.
Okay, so mine actually started in undergrad. There were a few pivotal moments across my career, but I would have to say that an experience in undergrad truly changed the trajectory of my life, because I started off pre-med and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, but I knew I didn't want to do that. And a conversation with a professor led me to education, and she told me to consider some classes, and I was like, but I don't want to teach. But she told me to go anyway. And there was this class that was recommended that everyone took called The Craft of Teaching by Dr. Wilbur Johnson. And it truly changed my life. It helped me to see like the inequities that existed, inequities I experienced, inequities that people around me experienced. And it made me want to change the world. And it made me realize that that was my place and where I wanted to be, and I haven't turned back since. Another moment was when I first started teaching, and math was the hardest thing for me to teach. Like, I just didn't feel like I was doing a good job. I didn't feel like I was doing justice to my students. And so I started exploring opportunities and joining the organization so that I could learn more to be a better teacher. And then I learned about Fibonacci. And as I was teaching math, seeing patterns like how Base 10 relates to our metric system and those things just kind of like blew my mind. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so great. And it made me excited and I wanted to share it with my kids and I got my students excited. And then as I progressed in my teaching career, it was like hearing the people around me say, well, I'm not a math person. I don't like to teach math, or seeing students not succeed because they had a teacher that didn't have that confidence or didn't see the beauty in mathematics or couldn't relay that to their students to help them to become the best mathematicians that they could be. And so then my passion grew for wanting to help others build them up, see their confidence, and to see that they're like all math people, which landed me here, where I am in Anne Arundel County Schools. Which I'll get to later in terms of what their new mantra is with their new strategic plan. But that's what led me here along my journey.
We're so happy you're here.
Thank you.
We're so happy you're here.
Yeah. Oh.
What about you, Abel?
So, you know, just like Karen, it was undergraduate that really got me into thinking about being a math teacher. And the experience, because I not pre-med, but mine was robots. I thought I was going to build robots my whole life. And then I got an opportunity to go and teach math at the Navajo Indian Reservation in New Mexico. And that it opened my eyes to another world, a culture that I wasn't familiar with, and just the beauty of cultural mathematics and mathematics in a way that can be seen through the eyes of multicultures and how that connects to our sense of identity. And so then I know that seems like, well, how can a 20-year-old think of all that? But I've always seen a beauty in math. I always thought I was good at it, but it wasn't until then that I actually saw math as more than just algorithms and procedures and calculus, but connected to us as humans. And so I came back with a new sense of purpose. I wanted to be a math teacher. And when I started teaching math, first thing I did when my first calculus class I ever taught is I showed them the movie Stand and Deliver. And Jaime Escalante turned into my idol. Like, I wanted to do that. I wanted to inspire kids that came from backgrounds that people didn't believe in, because that's the background I came from. My parents, or my grandmother, worked in the grape fields out here with Cesar Chavez in the 60s and all her life. And I wanted to inspire kids who came from backgrounds like my own to do more. And because I knew that they could, that students that were never that were at promise and never given the shot, and I wanted to give them a shot and open up the beauty of mathematics to them. So that was my goal the whole time. I kept working at that, and as my career progressed, I started seeing more inequities and more inequities in the programs and structures, and I thought, man, how can we change mathematics so everybody can love math in some way? And so I get kind of nerdy about some books, and I've got all these books, and I really like to read a bunch of math inspired things. I just love what I do now, working with teachers, and I still love going into the classroom and working with kids. It's just, I don't think I can ever, somebody once told me, or somebody just talked to me the other day, like, when are you going to retire at 60? It's, I don't even talk to me about that. I don't know if I can retire. I love my job so much. I love working with people. I love working with kids so much that I just don't think I could do it. So that's what led me here. And I think the relationships that I love to build have really pushed me into some new experiences now with hosting this podcast, which I'm so excited to do with Karen, meeting Karen last year, working at NCTM, being able to go out and do workshops and work with people and meet people and make change for our for our math community. I love it. I love it. And I'm looking forward to doing more of it.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard it, but you got some maracas in there.
Maracas. Karen and I haven't decided who's bringing the maracas. So.
You gotta have one primary.
And some other stuff, so.
You gotta have a backup, too.
Yeah, we're both music lovers, so we'll see.
Yeah. Karen, I feel like you have a tambourine in your spirit.
I do. I have a tambourine. I have a harmonica. Yeah. We got a lot of musical instruments here in this house, so I'm sure I can find something to play.
Yeah. Well, the musical talent is just one reason that I'm so excited that you guys are taking over as co-hosts. I know you're going to do such great things and highlight so many great math leaders and just bring such life to this podcast. Brian and I have had an amazing time getting to know people and hearing about what they have done to think about how we're all math people. But let's talk about your theme for the new series. When you take over starting next month, everyone belongs in mathematics. Tell us, you guys, how did you decide on this theme and how will this series be beneficial to the math education leaders of NCSM?
Yes, Karen, I'm going to let you start with this. Is that okay?
It's okay. Well, all right. Belonging is very near and dear to my heart. And I'm very sensitive to things regarding belonging. And I think a lot of that is because I've been in like many situations in which I felt like I didn't belong. Mm. So I have experiences that date back to childhood that evoked very strong feelings of like, oh, crap, I don't think I belong here. Yeah, like, I mean, and for different reasons, and just being fully transparent, you know, because of my skin color or because I excelled at school or because I think differently, I process differently. Abel and I worked together in a conference where that was the theme, and it caused a lot of deep reflection about like what it truly means to belong. And, you know, it's something that can start with something as simple as a smile, but it goes so much deeper than that because truthfully, smiles can be fake. And, you know, any first action can be fake. And it's like about what you do genuinely and consistently over time to communicate through your actions that this person in their presence is valued and appreciated. So, you know, it's something that you can't do for yourself. You know, it's that thing that we can do for others to support their feeling of inclusion. So that's why I'm excited about the series and to bring it and a little bit about why it's resonated with me.
Thank you for sharing that, Karen.
Yeah. And we have some great ideas how to bring that belonging to a sense of belonging to everyone that's a part of this podcast. So leaders, listeners, coaches, admin, students, teacher, everyone that we know should belong and feel a sense of belonging in in our spaces here are welcome to join in this new party that we're going to be having here in a month or a few months here. So we're going to reach out and we're on social media and other places. We're going to reach out and listen to what our listeners would like to hear, and give them a sense of entitlement into this. So we're really looking forward to that and seeing how we can explore the sense of belonging more for all of the people that are involved.
And one of my hopes is that it'll serve as a time of reflection, like similarly how I was able to deeply reflect. Like, I really appreciate that time to think about like my actions and what are those things that I do to contribute to others' sense of belonging. And that as leaders, because we're so far away from the classroom, some of us in our positions, like we're not touching students daily, but we're touching each other. We're touching the people in our offices. And like just that time to reflect on our own actions and evaluate ourselves about how what we did or didn't do contributed to someone's sense of belonging.
Nice. Let me ask you this, kind of following up on what you just said. hoping that people maybe walk away and have this time for reflection based on, you know, the podcast and the episode and the guests. What are some of maybe the takeaways? What are the things that you want listeners to take away from this era of the Learning with Leaders podcast?
You can start, Abel.
Yeah, well, I would love for them to think about how their stories and their experiences have given them a sense of belonging in their place in their mathematical spaces and mathematical leadership roles and the relationships that they have. And Karen touched on this just a little bit, that in our roles as coaches or admin and leaders, we often are disconnected from that immediate sense of feedback we get when we're in the classroom with students every single day. I remember when I was a teacher in the classroom, and I actually got to do this over the summer because I taught summer school, but when that kid gets that aha moment or, oh yeah, and then they make those relationships, you're getting that immediate feedback and that sense of like joy of being of being the math teacher.
Yeah.
When you're in a leadership role, you don't always get that. And definitely not right away. So how does your sense of belonging in that role inspire you to keep going? And how can this podcast inspire you in your own work? That's kind of how I hope people are getting from this podcast coming up.
Listen, I think that's your message is right on time, right? Mm-hmm. We need all the inspiration we can get. We need all the motivation that we can get, the encouragement that we can get. And so asking people to look inside and giving them some things to connect to and people to connect with and really, you know, build that sense of belonging, spread that sense of belonging, I think is what we need right now, not just in mathematics education, but probably in the world, right?
Right. Yeah.
What's interesting and ironic is that our new strategic plan, it's belong, grow, succeed. And that's what's guiding our work this year in Anne Arundel County Public Schools. And to be a part of this podcast, that's also now going to center around belonging too. It's like, you know, it's two separate things, math organization, work organization, but it's still the work within math education. Yes. So there's like this other nuanced piece for me as well as walking it in my daily work as a math leader, but then sharing and learning from others through the podcast.
I love that. I love it. All right, y'all. Well, the time has come to turn the tables. So to give our new co-hosts a chance to try out their new shiny microphones. Well, maybe Abel's isn't quite new and shiny. He's
no
some podcast experience before, but
it's still shiny. It's not that.
Well, so the first time they've used their microphones for this podcast, we're going to give them the chance to ask Brian and I some questions. So Karen and Abel, take your shot.
All right. Karen, you want to ask yours first or you want me to go?
Go ahead, April.
All right. So I really, really appreciate you coming to us and having us lead this podcast. I love the work that you've put in to making this successful. And I really want to know, though, as being host of a podcast, how has it helped you grow in your work as math leaders?
That's a great question.
It is.
You want me to go first, Brian?
Sure, Katie.
All right. Well, so I, as someone who has gotten to work with lots of educators across the country, I feel like I just continually learn from so many other people doing so many great things, right? I get such inspiration from learning about different approaches and different thought processes. And, you know, there's teacher educators and there's coaches and there's curriculum coordinators and there's curriculum writers. And there's just so many different people contributing to the success of our educators and ultimately our students. that I feel like I'm constantly broadening my views and learning more and just building understanding that other people bring me to new heights, right? Like, I just feel like just the conversations that we've had with this group, with Abel and Karen bringing, coming to the podcast, I feel like I've learned so much about just how people think about things. I just appreciate that, those different perspectives. And I feel like it helps me to form better thoughts and to understand more about more people by getting to just talk with people and understand what they do and how they come at issues. I just feel like it's really, it's an honor and a privilege to have gotten to speak with so many people. And I feel like it inspires me to think about new and different things that I might do as well. So it gives me maybe some different next steps than I might have thought about before.
Cool.
So, Brian, what about you?
All right.
Well, I should have gone first. No, that's a great question. So thinking about how this podcast has helped me grow in my own work as a math leader, I think back to my last years in graduate school and finishing my doctoral program. And my advisor, Dr. Joel Amidon at the University of Mississippi, he said, now with this new level comes a new responsibility of advocating for others. I didn't exactly know what that meant and the layers behind it then, but I always held on to that, right? And so thinking about your question caused me to go back to that moment and think about how have I held myself accountable for being an advocate through this podcast. And so I can say with great confidence that Katie and I have tried to keep our ear to the mathematics streets, so to say, to see what are the needs of mathematics leaders. What is it that we want to hear about? What is it that we want to know about? Who do we want to hear from? And arrange the opportunities for our membership in NCSM and other math education leaders to interact with these people, with the research and whatnot. And also on the other end, advocating for leaders to get their messages across to the math community. So whether it's our pillars of mathematics education, our heroes and sheroes, our new emerging leaders that are doing great work in their home sites, I felt a sense of responsibility to use this platform to allow them to be able to connect to the larger math education audience. And so it's definitely grown me in stepping beyond my comfort zones and the things that I know about to make sure I provide opportunities to people who have needs, whether it's a need to be met or have the means to help others meet their needs.
All right. Love that. You know, there was a moment when you said that those words for that your advisor, I you know, if I had shaker, I would have the maracas going.
The maracas.
Yeah, I almost grabbed my guitar from the back there, played it over for you. So, all right. Well, Karen has a question here for you guys.
I love that aspect of accountability that you felt to the greater community. That really resonated with me. So your theme was we're all math people, and encouraging all people as math people looks different at varying levels within our profession. So Katie, in your role as president of NCSM, how have you encouraged others in this?
Well, you know, when I think about this, I think about one of the podcast episodes that we did with Latifa Edeen, talking about calling people in, right? That as leaders, it's our responsibility, it's our obligation, and we luckily have the capacity to call people in, right? So I think about, I have learned, one of the things that I've learned very clearly in my time on the board at NCSM is that belonging is so important, right? Goes right along with your theme, and that inviting people in and saying to them, explicitly, you belong here. I want you here. You would be valued if you came here, is incredibly important. And so I think that's one of the things that I've really been focused on since getting into the president role, is bringing those other folks in and connecting to what you said, Karen, about your the theme of your strategic plan, that belong, grow, succeed, right? If I can help with one step along that journey, just one step, that's what I really want to do. And whether that's a young teacher and it's that very beginning step, or if it's an established leader and they might be thinking about taking new roles or doing things a little differently, right? That takes a lot of bravery for someone who's been experienced. If I can help them to do that one step, that's what I want to try and do. So I want to meet them where they are. I want to make sure that they know how appreciated their work is and how great it's going to be if they take that next step.
And Brian.
Yes.
You're not only transitioning away from this podcast, you're transitioning into a new leadership role with NCSM as president. So how do you do the same in your current role, and how might it change or remain the same as you transition into this new leadership position?
Well, first, I just want to say that, you know, hearing you read that question, I look at Katie and I'm just so appreciative to have had the chance to work with her in this capacity and to keep working with her as our president-elect this coming year. So thank you, Katie, for that. Thinking in response to your question, Karen, you know, when I first got contacted by Mona Tarchev, who was president at the time, to join the NCSM board of directors, my first reaction was, did she send this to the right Brian Buchalter? Right? I'm just me, right? I'm just Buck, as my friends and loved ones call me. And it was for the position of the assistant journal editor, which, by the way, I had submitted manuscripts to this journal that were rejected. So I was like, she's definitely got the wrong person, right? since then, you know, I've served in various capacities, assistant journal editor, professional learning director, soon, well, actually by the time you hear this podcast, president-elect. And somewhere along the journey, Karen, I stopped saying, are you sure you want me? Right. And I've come to accept that there is something in me that makes you want me. Right. And I say that only from the sense of none of us are good at everything, but all of us are great at something. I think if we all focus more on our strengths and what we can bring to the table, as opposed to what we feel like we can't offer, that's when we move forward personally, professionally, and even as organizations. So I seek to encourage others, especially in regards to viewing themselves as math people. I encourage everyone to find your strengths and look at that in the mirror, instead of looking for your weaknesses. And so as I transition into a new role, that's going to be my attitude. I'm all about what can we bring to the table? What is it that you have to offer? Because whatever it is you have to offer makes you special.
I love that.
Yay. So, well, that was fun, but listen,
I'm going to get to my guitar fast enough for you there.
Listen, let me say, you guys did a great job. What great questions.
Yes.
You prepared. That was kind of fun. Right?
Well, then you'll have to come back and be a guest sometime, right?
You just let us know when. So. Well, listen, for this episode, we still get the last question, and it's one of our favorite questions to ask of all of our guests. So as we wrap up, we have to ask you two as well. Since the theme for our podcast series is We're All Math People, what would you offer to the person who would say, you know, math just isn't my thing, I'm just not a math person?
All right, I got something for that.
Okay.
Right.
I'm going to start with an example that happened just the other day. I was talking to my son. He's a senior in high school, and he's taking class at the community college, and he's out of school on Monday. And we were talking about him getting to school, getting to his class. And he said that he hadn't calculated what time he needed to leave home in order to get to school on time, because he had to check the bus schedule and so forth. Uh-huh. And I looked at him and I was like, check you out doing math.
Right?
And he just kind of smiled at me. And I would say to the person who feels like they're not a math person that even though you don't realize you're using math, you're using math. And math is the application of being able to solve a problem. My son had the problem of, I need to get to school on time. He solved it by getting a schedule and calculating that time and figuring out what time he needs to leave home. I mean, we balance bank accounts, we cook, we estimate how much gas we have left in our car before we need to go to the gas station. We do all these things that we don't realize is mathematics. And it's so simple and it's beautiful and it's all around us. And so I would just encourage that person to think about, like, what are those things that you are doing, and realizing that you don't have to know calculus and you don't have to feel confident in solving equations to feel that you're a math person.
Love.
Yeah, don't get caught up in those symbols, right? You're doing the logic. You're thinking about the probabilities. You're thinking all of those kinds of things.
Yeah, the reasoning.
I love it. Yeah.
Well, so Karen just stole all my answers. So I don't have much to say.
Danger.
I can add this though. I have definitely had that case where people have said that to me. You know, it's funny when you introduce yourself and you say, "Oh yeah, I'm a math teacher." Oh, you must be really smart. Well, I guess you can assume that, but anybody can be math. Anybody can be smart and do math is my response. But I think the best response I love the most is seeing the meme online. I like memes, but the meme, and I've seen Howie Quad do this. The meme says, are you a person? Do you do math? Then you're a math person.
Yes.
There's only two things. The only two things that you need to do: be a person and have done math. And you were a math person. And I think math takes all the forms that Karen so wonderfully talked about in her reply. So I'm going to stick with that. And I'm going to continue putting that on my Instagram or something.
I love it. Awesome. Oh, my goodness, you guys. I just feel like there's so much to look forward to. I so look forward to hearing the podcast with you two as hosts. I will echo Brian's sentiments earlier. It's been such a blast doing this, and I've learned so much from him and just enjoyed the time. But I'm so excited to get some new voices on the podcast and new perspectives, and I just know you guys are going to do great things. I just know Brian's going to do great things in his role as president-elect and then president as well. So just looking forward to the future and all the great things there are to come. But as we sign off today, tell us a little bit more about how people can get in touch with you. Are you on X? Are you on Facebook? How can people get in touch with you or learn more if they wanted to?
So I am on the X. I'm still getting used to that.
It takes a lot for me to not say Twitter.
At Karen_R. Jeffers.
All right.
Yeah, I am on social media at Maestas Math, and all one word, Maestas Math. You can even go to my website, maestasmath.com. And I encourage everyone also to listen to my other podcast, Teaching That Counts. And you can pull that one off of any of the podcast forms as well.
Awesome.
All right. Well, Katie, if it's okay with you, before we sign off one last time, I just wanted to say thank you to all of our listeners, to our board of directors at NCSM, to anyone who's been a kind word, a smile, and offered to help. We thank you so much for making our tenure as your co-host of the Learning with the Leaders podcast, hopefully not just informative, but also a little bit fun. So thank you again for listening. This last maracas for you. Okay. And we celebrate our new co-host, and we look forward to the future of the podcast with you too.
Thanks, you guys.
We hope that you have been inspired by this bold mathematics leadership conversation and will tune into our podcast series each month. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. You can learn more about NCSM, leadership in mathematics education, and our upcoming professional learning events on the NCSM website, mathedleadership.org. You can also follow NCSM on Twitter at mathedleaders and using the hashtag NCSMBold. Until next time.